Feminist Amy Siskin tries to get a professor fired for disagreeing with her. By Tom Cicada on December 29, 2018. Feminist Amy Siskin tried to get progressive radio show host David Pakman fired from his adjunct professorship at Boston College after he dared to disagree with her social justice politics on Twitter. In a tweet last week, Siskin argued that she would not support any white male candidates in the Democratic primary. "I will not support white male candidates in the Dem primary. Unless you slept through midterms, women were our most successful candidate," Siskind wrote. "Biggest Dem vote-getters in history, Obama 08, Hillary 16. White male is not where our party is at, and is our least safe option in 2020. Pakman fired back at Siskind's tweet, arguing that is not progressive to preemptively disqualify white candidates. "Isn't there something not progressive about preemptively dismissing a candidate based on their race and gender?" he said. "I feel like there's a word to describe that, as a progressive. I won't be jumping on board with that idea." Siskind initially fired back by suggesting that Pakman was insecure and afraid of diversity. "Secure men are always at the forefront of diversity. They don't see their place or status threatened by lifting women, people of color, or people of all sexual orientations because they are comfortable with themselves," she said. The day after, Pakman reported that Siskind had called Boston College, where Pakman has previously served as an adjunct faculty member, and asked that he be terminated. Pakman explained that he could not be terminated because adjunct faculty member is rehired every semester and he is not currently teaching. However, it is not entirely clear why Siskind thought that her disagreement with Pakman justified her call to Boston College. In a comment to the College Fix, Siskind asked Pakman to apologize for daring to disagree with her. "Mr. Pakman can publicly apologize and explain his misstatements. I understand he has been corrected," she wrote. "People are watching how he conducts himself." Pakman posted a video about the incident on YouTube on December 21. He played a voicemail from a conservative listener who commended Pakman for speaking out against intolerance on his own side. It's not clear what Amy Siskind's beliefs are. Siskind supported John McCain and Sarah Palin in the 2008 election. As late as 2011, Siskind was arguing that Sarah Palin could be a strong leader for America.